Auckland Airport's come under fire for forcing over 100 passengers to sit on a cold floor overnight after refusing them entry to the International Departure Lounge. The passengers who'd flown from Samoa and were en route to Australia arrived just after 2 a.m. on Sunday morning and were told they couldn't go through the security screening point until 5 a.m, forcing them to sit in a cold hallway for 3 hours in the middle of the night. General Manager Operations at Auckland Airport, Anna Castles-Brown, is with us. Morena.
Kia ora, Susie.
What time was this flight meant to arrive?
Oh, look, I'm sorry, I don't have that detail. I do know that it was late departing Apia and late arriving into Auckland as a consequence.
So does that mean that this problem was foreseen?
Oh, look, I wouldn't want to say that. I don't operate the airline, obviously. What I do know is that at the time that it arrived, unfortunately, the aviation security transit screening point, which many listeners won't even know exists unless they've transited through Auckland, it's deep within the international terminal, was not staffed by AVSEC at the time that it arrived. It is open under a contract between AVSEC and the airlines between the hours of 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. So absolutely it was not open at the time this flight arrived.
Mm. So that meant they couldn't go through the security screening. But if they were going to arrive after 11 o'clock at night anyway, you would have known that this was going to be an issue. So why was there no blankets and pillows even on hand for these people?
On the ground, we wouldn't necessarily have known that the flight was not going to arrive until, you know, after the screening point was closed, or rather before it was open. So,
you said it was late leaving Apia.
Yes, we've learned that post facto, Susie. We are not aware of airline arrangements while they're in flight and on their schedules. But look,
Hang on a minute. You are aware of it, because if you go to an airport and if the flight is delayed, it will say delayed on the board. So you are aware.
Yeah, it is a little more complicated than that. But Susie, look, what I really want to say is how sorry I am for these customers, because the key thing is this is absolutely not a level of service that we want to provide. Pre-COVID, we were in a position where if customers arrived, you know, late or early for that matter, we could ring aviation security and they would mobilise and open the screening point for 30 minutes to ensure that we did not have customers waiting in a corridor for a transit screening point to open. At the moment, we understand that aviation security, like many other parts of the travel and tourism industry, are struggling to get staff, and they are not able to, you know, they weren't able on this occasion to provide the same level of service as they did when they were fully staffed pre-COVID.
And sure, but stuff happens, right? So I appreciate you're not necessarily in the same position as you were pre-COVID. You can't necessarily get the people to stay on or to mobilise, as you say. So surely then you have to have a backup plan. What are we going to do with these passengers who won't be able to transit? So what's the backup plan?
The backup plan, so there are two things. One is we are working obviously with aviation security, not only to see if they can reinstate what they were offering pre-COVID, but in fact to provide a 24-hour service so that whenever a flight
What was
arrives,
the backup plan?
It's open. In the interim, because we are not sure how long that will take, in the interim we are looking to how we can repurpose one of our gate lounges that is in the arrivals pathway. The key thing, Susie, is there's a government requirement that people can't enter the departures area unless they've been security screened. So we have
sure.
to find a
and
way.
People would understand that. People would understand that they need to go through security.
Yes.
But it doesn't actually sound to me like you have a backup plan, because you've got one where, well, you don't. Your backup plan is that you get to sit in a cold hallway because you're
Not at all.
You didn't say that you had a facility. You were looking to develop.
No, we have an area that we believe we can keep secure from departures so that people, you know, there's not the problem of not being screened.
So were these people put in that area?
They weren't on Sunday night. That's absolutely
true. Why not?
It has to be configured. There are security changes that we need to make to the area to ensure that it cannot be breached.
Right. So like I say, it's not a backup plan if it's not ready to go.
It is being readied today.
Being ready today, but that doesn't help the people who came through on Sunday morning, does it? So
no,
there was no backup plan. And how cold was that hallway? What temperature was it?
Look, I don't have that level of detail on me right now, Susie. I can certainly find out and let you know. But look,
would you have been happy to sit in that corridor in the middle of the night with your kids?
Absolutely not, and I'm not happy that any of our customers had to sit in that hallway. I'm not happy that elderly people or children had to. It is a completely, below the level of acceptable customer service, and we are fixing it.